Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
本期节目由 AI 语音口语教练应用程序 Jam 赞助播出。Jam 是一款专门为非母语者打造的英语口语训练工具，每天只需一分钟，你就能通过随机话题进行即兴演讲。AI 教练 Jamie 会立刻帮你分析发音、语法、词汇和流利度，并给出更地道的表达示范。不论是出国留学、职场汇报，还是旅行交流，Jam 都能帮你快速提升口语自信。目前 Jam 正在官网推出特别活动，现在注册即可领取一个月免费会员，开启你的英语口语提升计划。领取地址 jamtalk.co/free jamtalk.co/free。 再重复一遍 jamtalk.co/free， 欢迎大家前往领取。大家好，欢迎收听狗熊有话说 Bear Talk， 这是一档创建于2012年的中文科技类播客，关注学习、科技、设计与效率等主题，由我 Bear 刘，中文网名大狗熊，主持并更新。这一期的主要内容来自于我的英文视频频道 youtube.com Bear 刘，频道主要分享关于科技效率和设计的相关的视频内容。在节目开始呢，我已经用中文为大家做了一个简要的概括，中文概述之后呢，你将会听到完整的英文节目。如果你对英文内容感兴趣，也欢迎直接前往我的 YouTube 频道订阅收看，搜索贝尔刘即可以找到我。谢谢你的支持。当你的产品被抄袭时该怎么办呢？你花了几个月的时间打磨产品，结果突然有竞争对手上线了一个看起来几乎一模一样的东西，这种感觉你懂的，又气又无力。那接下来到底该怎么办呢？我之前在推特上聊过这个话题，没想到引起了很多人讨论，所以在这个视频里，我想把我看到的最有用的见解整理出来，再加上一些真实的案例，目标不是单纯的怎么活下来，而是有没有可能因为被抄袭反而让我们走得更远。我们先来说一个残酷的现实，你没办法真正阻止别人抄你，只要模式可行，大公司有钱有团队很快就能复制你。 Snapchat 当年刚出来时很新鲜，但没多久 Instagram、 WhatsApp、 Facebook 都加了相同的功能，结果 Snapchat 也没死，只是被迫找到了自己的位置。所以真正的问题不是怎么阻止抄袭，而是怎么降低抄袭对你的伤害。这里有几个思路。第一，选择石头缝里的市场，就是挑那种大公司懒得管的细分领域。 CAD 插件就是典型的例子， Notion 也是，他们没想着取代 Word 或 Excel， 而是慢慢在知识工作者里扎根，再逐步扩展。第二，创造用户锁定感。如果用户在你的产品里已经有很多数据、笔记或工作痕迹，他们转移就会很痛苦。 Evernote 就是这样， 即使后来微软出了免费的 OneNote， 很多人也懒得搬家。第三，比别人跑得更快。有个独立开发者跟我说过，竞争对手刚抄完他们一个功能，他们已经上线了三个新功能。我们对比一下 Clubhouse， 当年火得不行，但当 Twitter、Facebook、Spotify 迅速跟进时，它没能维持更新节奏，结果热度迅速消退。第四，把你的个性打进产品里，这一点常常被忽略。Basecamp 就是很好的例子。他们的工具一直很简单，但坚持少即是多的理念和品牌声音，反而吸引了一群对微软 Project 完全无感的用户。最后，围绕产品建立一个社区，功能是能被抄走的，但文化很难。TikTok 就是这样。虽然 Instagram 和 YouTube 马上抄了短视频，但 TikTok 有独特的内容氛围、推荐算法和创作者社群，这些是复制不走的。当然，也有人选择另外的路径。如果巨头想买，你早点卖掉也未必是坏事。也有人坚持保持小而稳，不追求规模化，只要能长期活下去也是成功。有些人甚至主张禅模式，如果有人抄你，说明你做对了。被模仿本身就是一种认可。所以我作为一个独立制作者的看法是，我们不可能避免抄袭者，但我们能做的是让自己更难被替代。这可能是选择一个没人想碰的奇葩细分市场，可能是不断加速迭代，也可能是把你独特的个性和社区放进产品里。毕竟想法可以被抄，但你本人和你的氛围是抄不走的。所以问题来了，如果你的产品明天被复制了，你会怎么做？是继续前进，还是跑得更快呢？
You've spent months to build your product and suddenly a competitor launches something that looks almost identical. What's now? I share a tweet about some of my thoughts about this problem, and that tweet sparked a flood of replies. So in this video, I'll share the most valuable insights along with some real-world examples to help you not just survive the copycats, but might even thrive when they show up.Let's start with the hard truth. You can't really stop people from copying you. In tech, moats don't last. If an idea works, bigger players with more money and bigger teams can replicate it fast. Remember Snapchat stories? It was fresh when it launched. But soon, Instagram, WhatsApp, even Facebook has their own versions. Snapchat didn't vanish, but the growth is kept. So the real question isn'tHow do I prevent copying? It's how do I make copying less damaging? Let's look at some strategies makers use. First, go niche. Pick a market too small or too strange for giants to care. CAD plugins are a great example. Tiny, technical, but sustainable. Or look at Notion. It didn't try to be the next Word or Excel. Instead, it focused on flexibleworkplaces for knowledge workers, then slowly expand outward. Second, build user locking. If user build data history or work inside your product, leaving becomes painful. Evernote once had its power. Even when Microsoft released OneNote for free, many people stayed because moving years of notes just wasn't worth it. Third, outrun copycats.Speed can be your only moat. An indie founder told me, by the time competitors copy one of our features, we already shipped 3 new ones. Compare that with Clubhouse. In 2020, it was the hot new app. But when Twitter, Facebook, and Spotify rolled out audio rooms within months, Clubhouse couldn't keep pace and hype collapsed. Fourth, link your personality and the brand.Features can be copied, personality can't. Basecamp is a good case. Their product management tools has always been simple, even minimal. But their constrained brand voice and less is more philosophy built a loyal audience that Microsoft Project never touched. And finally, build a community and story around your product. TikTok is an obvious example. Instagram and YouTube copied its short video format, but TikTok's culture, its algorithm, and its creator community make it irreplaceable. People weren't just there for features. They were there for the vibe and people. Now, there are also alternative plays. Some founders suggested selling early if a giant wants to copy you. Sometimes, the cleanest path is acquisition. Others say lean into being small. A product doesn't have to be scaled forever to be a success. It can't just sustainable. And if you believe your idea truly has a massive potential, raising money before launch can create a moat of resources to keep copycats at bay. And there's a Zen approach. Don't worry too much. If someone copies you, it means you are onto something. So here's my take. As an indie makers, we'll face copycat, but the game isn't about stopping them. It's about make yourself harder to replace. That might mean picking niches too weird or too deep for big players, shipping so fast that others can't keep up, putting yourself and your personality into the product, or building a community around your work, not just a list of features. Copycats can take your idea, but they can't take you. So if your products get cloned tomorrow, what's your move? Do you fight head on or do you run faster than everyone else? Let me know.
如果您喜欢这档节目，请在苹果的 Podcasts 上留言与评分，让更多人发现这个节目。如果您使用 Twitter， 也就是 X， 那么也请关注我的账号贝尔刘，来聊一聊您的想法，分享您的故事。感谢您的收听，我们下期节目见。
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.